No, that was fine. That was fine.
Whatever. Well, it's close.
All right.
It's
close. What's up? It's host chat. We got a little
kind of,
you know, because
Philip's not
going to
remember
this
song,
week.
Right. News and host chat.
Whoop! Whoop! Everybody in the house tonight. Whoop! Whoop!
Everyone hates us. Everyone canceled. Those chats fucking falling apart. Should never fucking started it in the first place. It just brings me pain and agony at this point. I should be cleaning my apartment.
I've been told by multiple members of host chat that I should be put down like a sick dog.
Like a common street dog. And that part is true.
I've been told that I'm like a horse that broke its leg. I'm like a racehorse that broke its leg and... The only medicine for me is to just shoot me
just
in the fucking head.
Take you out back and pop one in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one has ever said that to me. I'm not villainized or antagonized at all.
What have you guys been up to today?
I was at the beach all day.
I cut my finger at work.
Okay. That's
awesome. That's my
That's awesome, man. So, like, when I asked you earlier before we started recording, I was like, how was your day? And you were like... Don't say anything interesting. We have to wait for the podcast.
That was what you were saving?
That's what I was saving.
You cut your finger?
No, I was just thinking about that because I'm like...
I cut every single one of my fingers today. And
I'm sort of like, after drinking that $5,000 whiskey, I just like kind of feel like I need to be in a better podcast. I feel like you guys just don't...
Will you tell me more about your $5,000 whiskey?
Okay, so as soon as I tasted this $5,000 whiskey, I was like... yeah, that tastes like it was about somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000. I knew, because that's how good it tasted. And so now, like, if I drink Jack Daniels or if I drink Jim Beam, it's going to taste like swill. Like a common street beggar's drink.
You're the part of the Bourgeoisie.
Hmm?
The Bourgeoisie.
Yeah, the Bourgeoisie.
What's I'm this Jim's Beam drink.
Jim Beam?
Jeff Bezos.
You want to drink Jim's Beam.
Okay.
You don't know what Jim Beam is? It's type
All right,
of...
should I not do that this time? All right, I won't do that this time.
I don't... My bad. Do what? Jim's Beam? Like P?
Yeah, I won't do Jim's Beam this time. No, like his beam.
I don't get it.
Like a rod.
Oh.
Like a beam, like
wait,
a balance
no,
beam.
I,
like, you know how sometimes that's like a long...
No, that's insane that you
I'm
just
gonna Google beam
used,
right now.
You just used beam as a... That a beam is like a.
You're gonna Google it,
outburst
it's
of
what
power.
It comes out of a laser.
No,
yeah.
Look, no, no. Here, check this out. I know
a,
this.
A beam is like a Dragon Ball attack.
No,
not a penis.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you ever seen an I beam, like a girder, like Jim's girder?
A beam
you're gonna
is,
suck
it's
on
a
Jim's
ray of
I beam.
Pure energy.
Yeah, that is the worst. Okay, there are two other beams, and that's some type of girder or a smile, and those are the most. That's the worst. That's the worst beam.
And you love Jim's smile only... and his girder.
No.
Okay,
his girder.
Well,
no, I love his electric pulse that he emits.
When you think about it, a smile is the same kind of beam as like a laser beam.
No.
Because it's pure positive energy that you're radiating.
Oh, that's kind of facts.
In form of a beam. And so if you are like if you're a shadow monster or like some kind of devil and you get hit by a smiling beam, you're finished. That kills you.
Yeah, that is low key facts. No cap on the stack on that one. Yeah, but anyway, so I sipped. I'm drinking whiskey that is $120 right now. I didn't buy it because, you know, I don't really buy things. People just kind of do favors for me. That's just the guy, kind of guy that I am. The kind of, like, power that, I don't know, these past couple days that I feel like I kind of, like, command from people when I walk into a room. And it's
you
just, like,
power.
I know you guys don't, like, understand that because you've never had a sip of $5,000 whiskey. That's just not so... It's not something you guys,
well, yeah,
like, know.
Because I'm a leftist.
Yeah, and like I know I used to be a leftist too. I used to be a socialist, but like once you like reach a certain level of like power and responsibility and you're at the point in your life where you're sipping $5,000 whiskeys, all those like sort of juvenile teenage ideas like taxes go out the window, you know? Like I was going to go be roommates with Ben in the Midwest, but now I'm like no, like I can pay less taxes on my millions if I stay here in Texas.
Well, you could say you could pay even less taxes if you go to like Bermuda.
Well, that's where I'm going to bank, in the Bermuda Triangle, because that's where people of, yeah, like, my sort of, like, stature.
Well, the Bermuda Triangle is actually the tax loophole that lets you not have to pay any money, and it's, the loophole is in the shape of a triangle.
Yeah, you go there and you just drop your money in the middle, and no one's finding that shit. No one's going to be able to tax that. They can't find the damn thing.
Yeah, well, that's why all the pirates buried their loot there.
Yeah, because, you know, they didn't want to pay taxes to these damn fucking, like, liberals such as AOC and Bill Clinton. You know?
No. AOC? POC? What the hell ever happened to ABV?
I got chicken pox when I was in the 10th grade. I wasn't vaccinated. I gave it to two other kids that were. This is a true story. That's all.
You're a devil.
No.
So, you know the moral of that story.
Sorry, guys. I left to go get some more of this expensive whiskey. It's a $120 bottle of whiskey.
The moral of Ezra's story there is that vaccines don't work.
They don't work.
They don't.
So if
one of the kids I gave it to ended up dying.
Yeah. So even if you're vaccinated from anything, you know, from COVID, from HPV, still wear a mask. Wear a damn mask.
Mask stays on during sex.
The mask stays on always, forever, until I die.
I only put the mask on when I'm having sex, and it's not like some sort of like weird sexual mask. It's just like
I just don't want to get sick.
Surgeon's mask.
And also yeah,
I put on the mask too, but it's Jim Carrey's the mask. Mm-hmm. But it's not like the mask from the movie. It's a mask of Jim.
Your
Carrey.
Like tongue hits the bottom of the bed and then like rolls out into his butt.
Yeah.
You ever go on Pornhub and look up
no. The
craziest little freak?
I'm gonna go see what pops up. You want me to do that?
The screen just goes, it turns into a mirror.
Yeah, when you do it, does it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Does it not do that for you?
I just see the craziest little freaks of all time.
Scariest little freak? Craziest?
Yeah. Craziest. Yeah, we were doing that on VC a couple nights ago. Me and Christian were just looking up stupid freak
with each
on
other.
Pornhub and just seeing what popped up.
Freak.
And then we did fat idiot was one of them.
I mean, honestly, craziest little freaks yields almost nothing with the same
words.
No,
they're fucking hiding shit, because every time I would look up ugliest bitch of all time, it would just like nothing would pop up that even said the word ugly. I know they're hiding stuff on Pornhub.
It's all just something by the account called Midwest Freaks. I'm not going to look at this.
I'm going to Pornhub right now just to look up ugly women.
It doesn't fucking show up anything, or it didn't for me at least. I know
what,
they're hiding videos
freaks?
Of ugly of wow. the ugliest woman of all time on Pornhub.
Nikki Montero picking up an ugly female on the streets.
The worst ones are when they're like, this bitch fucked for some meth money today.
No, that's horrible.
Let's see. Slim crackhead fucked for the money too.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I come in ugly MILF's face.
I fuck this bitch. I fuck this bitch for half a Big Mac. Wow.
I fucked this bitch for half a Big Mac.
Ugly hairy mom. Wait, ugly hairy mom rough fucked. Oh my god. I'm going to send you guys the fucking thumbnail of this.
Alright, wait. I'm gonna look up some ugliest...
ugliest woman of all time.
Do you think that they have, like, slurs in the title? Like, if I put in, like, ugliest retard or something?
I already tried the ugliest retard.
That's nothing. Yeah. Quickie in my ugliest... Oh, never mind. That's not funny.
Have you searched the tiniest prince?
No, yes. You should look up the tiniest prince. If he's on Pornhub, I'm literally going to be so disappointed in the tiniest prince.
Yeah, I know.
That's just he's, like, I mean, he's royalty. He doesn't need to be doing stuff like that.
And he's so small. What's he going to do?
I'm
crawl
looking at
yeah.
It's honestly really sus of people to even be... Like, the fact that he has so many views and subscribers to his OnlyFans is really weird that people are, like, wanting to see the tiniest prince. Like, he's not a child, but, like, children are also tiny. So that's just kind of weird to me.
I'm going to look up wackiest little fool.
Big lit teen.
But the thing about the thing about the tiniest prince is that, like, yeah, he's a prince, he's, like, part of the monarchy and he's royalty, but, like, he's down to earth as fuck. Like, if you hang out with him and just, like, smoke one, like...
Do you hang out with princes a lot?
Well, I just we've all hung out with the Tiniest Prince. You were there.
I haven't.
You weren't there.
I wasn't there. I wasn't
me
invited.
And Ben were, me and Ben.
I thought that I wasn't antagonized, but I guess that I am.
Okay, yeah. Well, I thought I invited you. I'm sorry. Hey, I mean, me and Ben hung out with the Tiniest
Look at
Prince.
That thumbnail of ugly, hairy mom, rough fuck that I just put in the chat.
This is going to be great for listeners of the podcast, for the two listeners that we have.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Oh, my God. This is a witch. This is a man fucking a witch.
What the fuck? Is her mouth sewed shut like a scarecrow?
No, those are her witch teeth.
No, she can't just have two. This bitch got two teeth in her mouth.
This is the what? Wicked Witch of the West.
This is horrible.
355,000 views.
Goldwyn Pass, 54% thumbs
that
up.
That is utterly insane.
Ugly, hairy mom, rough up. She's not that hairy, honestly, looking at her.
If you want to see this thumbnail, type in... Here we go. I'm gonna give you the
URL. Did you say the URL? Yeah.
Pornhub.com/view_video.php view key equals... PH5D466F6603F57.
There you go. So go ahead, that'll... put that in. Look at the thumbnail. You can laugh along with the host chat boys. Yeah.
You can rewind a little bit so that you can laugh at the same time as us and feel like you're part of the team.
Yeah, go like hit. There's a 15-second button. Hit that about twice. It's... You're looking at the image the same time that we saw it. You're laughing with us. You're our friend. You are our friend, and you're hanging.
It's
out
funny
with
how
us.
We're like begging we're listeners all to be our friend when we can't even get our friends to show up on the
to
show
up
with
for
us.
A fucking podcast recording
just to talk about some porn
just to hang out
and look at porn with each
just
other
just to rehash a conversation I had with them 2 days
you
ago.
Never even said the name of
not,
the $5,000 whiskey
12 minutes ago
I did it, the $5,000 whiskey is called Pappy Van Winkle. I texted my dad. I was like, I had some $5,000 whiskey, and he was like, what kind? And I was like, Pappy Van Winkle. And he goes, ah yes, Pappy.
He said, change my name to that in your phone.
Yeah.
When you said that, I did not believe you. I thought you were joking. Because, like, why the fuck would you name your $5,000 whiskey Pappy Van Winkle?
Pappy Van Winkle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, because...
You said Happy Van Winkle.
Because that's probably literally the guy who made it. Shit's old as fuck.
Yeah. Like... Come up with a better
no,
name than
it's their flagship
I wish more people
brand
were named
of whiskey
like
owned by
days.
The old Rip Van Winkle Distillery Company. So there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
It's named after Rip Van Winkle.
How much is it going for?
Well, just search Pappy Van Winkle. First thing, $2,500 for the 15-year bourbon. And then if you can get it on Instacart or there's some on Etsy for like $1,000.
$1,000? That's pathetic. I was not drinking any $1,000 bottle of whiskey. That's sort of not... That's not the type of drinks that I go for.
I'm gonna go on a Pornhub and type
that's
in Pappy
swill.
Van Winkle.
This is what I would drink Jameson Blender's Dog.
What?
It's $80.
Is that what it's called?
It's called Blender's Dog, and that's like me because I am basically a dog if I'm drinking only $80 whiskey.
Yeah, you're nothing but a pathetic street urchin.
Do you guys
like Jameson Irish whiskey? Have you had it?
Actually, no.
I've had it a little bit. I'm honestly, I don't know. I haven't really like. Drank
you're
alcohol.
Not, yeah, you don't really like drinking it. As much, right?
I do. I'm like getting into it more now.
Yeah. I'm getting really into drinking. It's very interesting.
Me too.
I'm getting into day drinking. No, but yeah. So
I'm getting
my
into leaving beers in the backseat of my car on hot summer days.
The guy whose room I'm subletting right now basically told me to just feel free to like drink whatever alcohol is in the cabinet, and they're a little messier than I would like to keep things, but you know, that's fine. But I was drinking his other shit, and I was saving this like half full bottle of Jameson. No, I was like, nah, it was like a third full because I really like Irish whiskey. And then I finally like we ran out of alcohol, and I broke it out, and it started like sloshing on the sides like it was a thick syrup. And then I looked in it, and there was some big black moldy chunk floating around in the top. And I don't know what was going on there, but I just threw it away. That's all there is to that story.
Did you smell it?
He was growing a guy in there.
Yeah, he was growing a man. No, I assume he just, like, put some simple... I don't fucking know. I assume he... I thought he, like, put simple syrup in there to make drinks, but then it's, like, simple syrup doesn't mold, and there was, like, a chunk of black mold floating around the top.
That's weird.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that in this apartment.
Just... You're, like, in an alternate dimension.
Yeah, I'm in a...
You're in the Mandela effect.
I'm in the Inception.
There's a lot of... You're surrounded by a lot of black mold where you're staying? Where are you staying?
Yeah.
Why are you saying that like I'm an asshole?
Are you in Austin or Dallas right now?
Why would I be in Austin? I don't know.
Oh, no, that was your friend.
Yeah, you're inside of Austin.
Oh, yeah,
right?
that's
Or are you inside of Austin or Dallas, bitch?
Huh?
Huh?
What's up?
Nothing.
Shut up.
I don't know why. I thought you were staying in Austin for a little bit.
No, I was hanging out with my buddy who goes to school in Austin. But he's in Dallas.
Yeah,
now.
I guess I'm a fucking horrible friend.
Yeah, you don't really know anything about me is the thing. You think you do, but you don't. You know nothing of me.
Fuck. So I started brewing mead.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
I told
my friends you were brewing mead from the Skyrim cookbook, and they're like, "Yeah, it's gonna taste like shit."
No, it's gonna taste awesome.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure they just put like a basic mead recipe in there.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't like. I'm not, at least at this point, I'm not like super invested to the point where I'm like, okay, this needs to be fucking.
It is really funny though that you chose a video game cookbook to undergo a long brewing process with,
and that's like that's where you're starting. Like you're just getting into drinking. You're starting with Skyrim mead.
Yeah. No, it's gonna
start
taste
with some
like
hot
gas
beer.
Yeah, but they're like one part gamer fuel, and then protein powder. Let that shit sit for 2 weeks and see what happens. Oh, and then add vodka.
Wet the rim, crushed up some Doritos, put it on the rim like salt.
Dude, my friends fucking hate you. Okay,
I told
all my friends about you, Ben, and they all love you.
Thank you. Yeah,
I didn't tell them about the mead though. Once I tell them about that, they'll probably hate you.
Oh yeah, if you tell them about that, it's fucking game over.
So I have a friend, his name's Ben. He really loves this like character, this picture, and I told him about it, and they loved it. They thought it was great.
Yeah. So what?
Do you guys want to talk about
it? What are you saying, Ben?
So I started the brew yesterday. I like, you know, mixed it all up and stuff. And it was going well. And then like in the book, in the Skyrim cookbook, it says like, yeah, after about a day, you know, small bubbles should start to form. That shit started happening after like 45 minutes. Because I'm making 1 gallon of mead, and I put in enough, like, one packet of yeast, which I looked after the fact and said that it makes 5 gallons.
Ah,
so,
shit.
Holy shit.
It's gonna taste like shit, time. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I don't get it. I feel like, because I know a few people who, like, brew beer and stuff like that, and almost everyone, like, unequivocally fucks up their first batch.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll still be fine. I don't know what extra yeast is going to make that shit taste like. Super bready,
I
guess.
I don't know either. Yeah. I guess, I don't know. Like,
have you ever had...
It also said, like, a quarter of an ounce, and that's basically how much yeast I put in. So, okay. I don't know. I was getting conflicting.
Oh, wait. So you followed the Skyrim recipe.
I followed the recipe. The packet said otherwise. Like, the actual yeast packet that I used.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. Have you ever had, like, actual good mead before?
No.
I was at a brewery with my friends the other day, and they had this... It was, like, $8 for, like, basically half a wine glass worth of mead. But it was, like, it was fucking delicious. Good stuff. This is really funny content.
Well, yeah, well,
we're putting
no.
Out
so
right
anyway,
now.
So anyways, today I like went to check on it, and it was like overflowing out of the airlock. So I'm like, ah, fuck. And so I took off like the airlock, and I rinsed it out, and then I saw that I had to sanitize it because, like, I guess if you don't, that's bad.
If you open it,
and
if you open it, you have to sanitize it.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you just like want to make sure everything is sanitary so it doesn't get like contaminated. So
we're gonna
die
when we drink this mead, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're gonna drinking this?
It's gonna be ready by the time we get to bed.
Wait, no, Ben, for real, are you gonna drink it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna drink it all and it's gonna be delicious. Yeah, no, it'll be ready. I'll
it's gonna
probably
explode.
Have 2 batches by the time you come.
Okay, so you're gonna do another by the time we're there will be a batch that isn't this batch, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm not fucking drinking this batch.
Yeah. No, I refuse.
But so, you so opened anyway, it while like it was brewing. It probably got fucking coronavirus and AIDS in there.
No, it says it's fine if you do that, okay? But I went to sanitize the airlock, and I'm like, ah, fuck, I don't have any bleach. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to boil it. Mm-hmm. And it's made of plastic, and I put it in the boiling water, just not thinking. And I, looking for it out, it's just a completely different shape than when I put it in.
Wait, what did you put in there? The airlock?
A piece of plastic.
Yeah, yeah, the airlock.
So how are you? How did like, you fix it?
So I went to the store. I bought some plastic, like a plastic tube.
This is fun.
And like an empty milk jug. And I put the tube, like one end of the tube into the milk jug, the other end into the like the container. And that's actually like honestly supposed to like help so it doesn't overflow anyways.
I'm not so fucking drinking this. We're gonna fucking get like a new type of disease.
Yeah, one that it's gonna they're gonna name it after me.
Yeah.
No, they're not even gonna write it. It's just gonna kill like 15 people and then that's no one's never gonna talk about again. It. Yeah. No one will realize it was your fucked up mead. We're all just going to die when we go back home.
Mead is a weird drink. My friends bought it for D&D, and it smelled like dead meat and just tasted like fucked up honey.
Yeah, I had it once.
But there's some good mead if you know where to get it. If you have special connects like I do, but that's sort of just, I drink $5,000 whiskey. That's just kind of the guy who I am. Like, I know where to get good mead. I know, like, how to handle myself in these situations, you know? Something that I know you guys can't exactly relate to, but that's why I'm here, to sort of pass my wisdom down to y'all, like, as a man who's drinking $5,000 whiskey.
So I'm actually working on a time machine right now so that I can go and, like, talk to Vikings. And first of all, tell them how cool they are and how trad they are, but also so I can get their finest mead and bring it back here.
Yeah, dude, I was with the Tiniest Prince at this brewery, and we were drinking mead together, and he downed like two glasses, and I'm like, hey man, like calm down, like you're small, your liver is the size of a bean, like you can't be doing
like
this.
That's like me drinking an entire swimming pool. Like he was probably floating in those glasses.
No, yeah, it's insane, but, like, the thing is about the Tiniest Prince is, like, I mean, you know this, we hung out with him, yeah. Like, he can just put it back. He can put it back like no one else.
He could throw it back.
But it's still, like, I mean, it makes you worried about the guy, because, I mean, he's fighting his demons. Like, I mean, everyone knows the Tiniest Prince, everyone loves him, they think he's, like, always happy all the time, because of the image he puts off on social media, but, like, you know, like, he's troubled, like, he goes through stuff.
Man, one time, that's what people don't realize about the Tiniest Prince. Drinking. He got so mad. And he took off his little acorn hat and threw it on the ground and started jumping up and down and stomping on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I mean, he'll get mad sometimes. He'll never take it out on you, though. He deals with that shit himself, never brings anyone else into it, and I really respect that. But, yeah, one time, like, we were drinking together. We were just getting fucked up, and he was like, I have to leave. And I'm like, no, like, you're too fucked up. You need to stay. You can't ride a leaf right now. You're fucked up. But, like, he did it. Like, a slight breeze came by, and he jumped on the leaf and floated back away to his kingdom. No, it's not. I mean, I'm worried about the guy, but what are you going to do? I mean, he's got to hit that point himself where he knows he needs to change.
I'm just worried. I'm almost stepping on him all the time. I can barely see him. He's never tried to get him close.
I tried to tell him to wear, like a high-vis jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like
high riz vest. Yeah.
High.
Whoa, what did I say? High riz vest.
Yeah, I told him I was like, let me put this glow in the dark vest that is the size of a nut on you, mm-hmm. And he just smiled, winked at me, and said like, nah. He just said nah because he doesn't care. Like he's willing to take the risk of getting stepped on. As long as it means that he lives free and wears what he wants to wear.
I tried to give him a single
respect,
grain
but
of
I wouldn't
glitter,
do that, you know.
So that way at least it was reflected and the cars could see.
Yeah. And he could just hold the glitter, but I mean that's a bitch, because I mean when the Tiniest Prince is holding a single piece of glitter, it's like carrying a fucking football around with you, you know?
I have a high vis vest for myself. Ugh. It's not I cut it at work.
Ben, how's your finger?
Yeah, it's not that bad. I cut it on fucking.
Be right back, guys. So I'm gonna go get a big cube of ice for this whiskey.
Yeah,
How did you do that?
No, you know how it has like the like serrated edge to, like tear it? I cut myself on the saran wrap.
So you didn't cut yourself on saran wrap.
Apparatus.
Blade.
Yeah.
You cut yourself on a serrated blade.
But yeah, I just cut my thumb. And it's honestly probably the worst day of my life.
Do you think that if
is it the worst pain you've ever felt?
I have a Polish high vis vest, like orange, like reflective. You know, like what they wear,
what
like
is a
construction high-vis
sites, vest? What the fuck?
Like
are
a bright
you
orange.
And what makes it Polish?
Got, like reflective tape on it. What makes it Polish?
Yeah,
well, it
vest.
has a bunch of like Polish, like language on
it. I'm glad you asked.
Like all of the words on it are.
It's a Polish vest because if they don't wear them while they're working, they'll just run into each other.
Yeah, it's actually
like
it's a Polish high vis vest, so it's actually black. That's it's just a black vest.
Yeah.
It is.
Podcasting is hard. How fucking long are we through this shit?
It's been 10 minutes.
It's been 10 minutes. No.
No.
It's been
it's not. You're fucking lying.
It's been 27, but like the first, I think we didn't.
Here's the thing though. I used up all my stories. Nothing else has happened to me in my life.
You didn't say any stories. You just said you drank expensive
whiskey.
What do
you mean
it doesn't
exist?
About Tiny Prince
just
doesn't exist.
Didn't hang out with him doesn't mean
what the fuck you it doesn't exist. Okay,
I can't see the fucking guy. You talk about it. He must be this small. I can't see him.
No, chill out, chill out.
And
dude,
no one invites
you,
me to hang out.
No one ever invites
me to hang out.
We invited you to hang out with him.
Chilling.
I get that you're mad, and I get you're upset that you weren't able to come through. You didn't see my message, but like saying shit like, "Oh,
the tiny prince
doesn't even exist."
Don't be like,
you need your magnifying glass.
That's just fucked up. You can't say stuff like that. Yeah, and the thing is, it's like. You know the Tiny Prince exists because, like, you've seen pictures of us hanging out with him. And we invited you, and you didn't see it because, like, you weren't on the Tiny Prince's, like, you didn't level with him. And you didn't get a tiny phone to look at his
tiny text.
Are
you guys in, like, a Tiny Prince group chat or something?
Dude, you're in it, but you never got a tiny phone to see the tiny messages with.
I have a tiny
phone. So you don't have anyone
to
fucking
phone.
Blame but yourself for this shit, I'm, man.
Unless you're the wrong phone number.
Sorry. I'm sorry for even saying anything.
No, it's fine. No, we love you, man. And we want to hang out with you in the Tiny Prince. And we can all just get fucked up and have a good time. Just don't take that out on us, you know? Because, I mean, we told the Tiniest Prince about you. And, like, he wants to meet you. Like,
I wouldn't even be able to hear him if he talked to
you. Huh?
I wouldn't even be able to hear him if he tried to talk to me. How do you guys hear him?
Yeah. I have a tiny funnel
in you.
I have one of those big horns that, like,
why
they
would
used to hear.
Yeah. Why would it be a tiny funnel?
Sorry, I just, when I'm in my Tiniest Prince mode.
It's an insanely large horn.
It's a big horn. You got to put a big horn in your ear for him to talk. But, I mean, usually you don't have to. I mean, every now and then you catch him on a bad day, you go pick him up, you have to. But he brings a tiny speaker that amplifies his voice everywhere he goes. I mean, that's just a testament to how fucking, I mean, I know I'm really just talking him up right now. But that's just a testament to how considerate he is. Like, you know, he's going to make accommodations for you. You know what I mean? He's fucking real. And, like, that's all you can say about it at the end of the day.
How does he avoid getting like, by birds and spiders and stuff?
Yeah, well, he also
it's
does have his
struggle.
Royal Guard,
that's all I can really
which are just regular-sized guys.
Yeah. No, yeah, the kingdom is a regular-sized kingdom. Yeah, I mean, he can't wear his crown. It falls down to his waist every time he tries. And it's still a tiny crown, but he's just so tiny.
Do you have something to say? I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
No, I'm just keep thinking about Prince Andrew. And
can you guys
can you
talk
rip your vape
so I can
rip talk?
My vape, please.
Shh, Ben, don't talk.
Guys, please talk.
Fuck,
please talk. I need
say.
To get nicotine into my bloodstream. You
yeah,
know
hit
what?
It. Rip
we
it.
Can be silent.
Rip
if you guys
into the
do
mic.
That, we can be silent.
This is Let's a moment of silence for the victims of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
I don't support that.
You don't support Pearl... I don't support Pearl Harbor either. It's honestly fucked up.
No, I don't support moments of silence for things. For, like, specific events.
You guys want to talk about politics?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my roommate just bought a.
Let me Google the news right now because I don't know what's happening.
As I hear these stories, I just get like more and more evidence that you're utterly incompetent in a food or kitchen based environment, Ben. You're out here scraping the fucking nonstick out of nonstick pans. You're opening your meat up and letting AIDS get in it. You're
cutting your finger on saran wrap.
Yeah, you don't know what you're doing, dude.
I need you to come and live with me so you can be my personal chef.
You have something to say about it?
Are you doing
Coke?
Here's
the thing. What's up?
Are you doing Coke at work?
I think it should be legal to drink.
Yeah, are you?
You suck.
Yeah, I used to drink a little bit. One time I did like a little bit. I ripped off a piece of acid and went to work and washed dishes and just thought about how fucked up my mind was and freaked out until I went home.
I bet none of the dishes were clean.
No, they were clean.
It'd be funny if you, like, did acid.
They were very clean.
The job where you have to edit photos, and all of the photos just come out as, like, tie-dye, psychedelic.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll just, edit over people's eyes and, like, edit skin over their eyes so they look like fucked up Resident Evil beasts.
It'd be crazy.
And then I just laugh to myself and delete it. And
one time,
no one knows.
Hold on. One time I worked at this old factory where we made a machine shop factory where we made like a big rubber and gaskets and shit. And this dude was like a machinist who ran this giant mill, and it's like a big heavy piece of machinery. It could kill him like really easily, and other people too if he crashed it. And one time this guy was like, "Hey, come here for a second." And he brought me over to the dude's desk and he opened it up and it was just a mirror. And then just like seven lines of like, I was like, I thought it was like Coke or something. And I was like, what is that? And he was like, ketamine. And it made sense because the dude was very obviously like fucking stupid. And he was just on ketamine at work all the time, running fucking crazy machinery. He ended up like smashing his hand in there. I heard later. I stopped working there. I wasn't there.
Was he offering you the ketamine?
No, he just wanted to tell him. He was narking on him. It was another guy snitching.
He was just bragging about it.
Damn.
He was like, "What's the ketamine I have?"
Yeah, he was just doing ketamine at work. I want to do ketamine at work.
All right. Do you guys want to put a little itinerary together for our trip?
Okay. Day one, do ketamine. Day two, more ketamine.
Okay.
Day three.
Okay. What about day three?
Have the Chinese prince over and do ketamine.
Oh, he's coming for sure. And like, he's a cat fiend, so. Yeah. I'm honestly worried about the guy.
I
love buying drugs for the
time. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a kind soul, but he just doesn't know when to
stop. He really hasn't been the same since, honestly.
Ever since the Tiniest Princess died.
Honestly, it's been since January 6th. Like, that really fucked him up to see our democracy in shambles.
No, yeah, because it's like, I mean, the Tiniest Prince will be the first person to tell you about, like, how fucked up American imperialism is, but it's like, to see that happen, though, shook him to his core.
Wait, hold on, is the princess his sister or his wife? I don't know.
Huh?
Honestly.
It's the Tiniest Princess.
Would that be his sister or his wife?
It's just the Tiniest Princess. It's really, you're kind of prying. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be an asshole, but it's just like, that's my friend, and you're kind of prying. I'm Ezra. We're cool, right?
Are you mad? Ezra, are you mad at us?
Are you mad?
I'm just a little mad. I'm just a little upset. I don't know. It's like, I've never even met the fucking Tiniest Prince, and you won't even tell me about anything about his life. And you won't tell me anything.
Dude,
you
I don't know.
Invite me to hang out. You're like, let's talk about this itinerary for a trip. And I'm sitting here like, what fucking trip?
Okay,
what are you guys talking about?
No, you know about the trip. You know about
I'm done. Honestly, I'm done. You guys can have your little spinoff show.
No, it's not a spinoff show. This is host chat. And you're going to come to the trip. You already said you were going to come.
Where's Philip?
We don't... You know what?
What the fuck is this?
To have host chat. Okay? Philip's great. He's our glorious leader. But we can do this without him.
We don't need Philip.
Okay?
No.
You know what? And you know what? I'm tired of working... For $6 an hour for Philip. I'll fucking say it. And the tips are like
he
a fucking
pays
dollar
you?
On top
Wait, he
of
doesn't
that.
Pay you?
Yeah, you don't get... He
Wait,
doesn't pay
no,
you?
Does the field no. Pays you $6 honestly, an hour? I just hop in... No.
Yeah. I make six plus, I mean, I get seven with tips. That's dude, all he fucking like, pays us. Wait, what are you getting? What is he paying you?
Like 15.
What the fuck? No, are you I'm fucking serious. With me?
He says it's a living wage.
Okay, well, are you fucking kidding me?
I actually had a conversation with him about it. He said since you're part of the bourgeoisie, that you don't even need that much money. You're part of the bourgeoisie.
Okay, but
he pays me in slaves because that's a living wage.
Okay, for everyone who's recording, Becca just joined, but you're not going to be able to hear her because she's not recording locally, and also the bot won't pick her up.
Okay, well, I'll leave, but I just wanted to make that funny living wage joke because it's like, you know, it's like a slave that's alive. It's like a living wage, you know?
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Becca.
What did Becca say about slaves?
I don't know.
Eberron in...
So something about slaves and a living wage.
In a week or so. Left.
No, I wish it was just recording to where like anyone could pop
does
in
it not
and
do
could
that?
Just talk. But Craig is a stupid fucking dumb robot. And if you're not in there before he joins, he won't record you.
I'm gonna take you, a Craig. Screwdriver and I'm gonna unscrew all of his screws, pull out his wires.
He's not a robot. He's a little bear.
Okay. Well, I'm still kind of fucked up about this Philip thing. He's not paying Ezra. He's paying me below minimum wage, which is fucking illegal. And he keeps saying I'm a private contractor, so I technically am not employed, so he doesn't have to.
I was told that it was
technically a waiter.
What? But I only get $1. I only get $1 on top of my six for my tips.
Because you're like technically a waiter.
Okay, well, it's still fucked that you're getting 15 an hour for this, and I'm getting fucking sick, and Ezra's getting nothing. I think we should rename the pod,
dude,
and get our own
money.
I
was under the impression that it was some sort of, like, Survivor-type show. I'm paying to be on the show. And then he said at the end, if I, like, win host chat when everyone gets voted off,
wait, how much
then
paying?
I get paid.
Dude, that's not true. He's fucking lying to you to get you to work for free.
Every episode I'm on, I pay him about $700. And then as we go... He said that as, like, when we hit week 7.
Okay, I'm thinking we need to fucking do a little bit of workers' action right now and retake this show.
I think I'm going to kill Philip. Every time I try to talk to him, he starts, like, when I'm like, I really can't afford this. Not only do I have to, like, pay for to rent out a computer, a mic, every time I use this, like, I can't afford it. Like, I don't have a real job.
I mean,
and every time I try to bring this up to him, he just starts crying and puts a gun to his head and screaming at me.
I can't feel your pain specifically because I'm getting paid a little bit, but I'll tell him, like, hey, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make rent this month. You're paying me with tips $7 an hour. Like, this is insane. And he'll say, hey, Joseph, this is a startup. You honestly should be lucky that you're having this opportunity right now.
Did he tell you?
And
honestly,
I'll say, like,
doesn't
I,
even message
I'll tell
me
him,
back. He just
I'll tell him,
requests me.
Yeah,
when
I'll up. Tell him I appreciate you for giving me this opportunity, but I just need a little bit more. And then he does the same thing. He starts crying and puts a gun to his head and threatens to kill himself
if I leave. Does he tell you?
And
that
it's
good
fucked.
For resume building.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing this. That's the only reason I'm still around here.
Mac,
I'm trying to get on. I'm trying to fucking host Red Scare and need podcasting
Mac,
on my
Mac
resume.
Said,
but at this rate, it looks
resume.
Like it's never going to get
Philip
that far.
Just says they can only get college credit or resume experience, and I don't even think Philip offers credit for this podcast.
No, I don't think he fucking does. Like, this is... Okay, so we need to rename the show right now and fucking take control of this shit because this has gone
this
on
is
too
the,
long.
The...
It's post-chat.
No, this
no,
is...
No, that's horrible.
What if we named it...
Okay, I don't love that one.
Okay, why?
I just think, it doesn't like fairly address everyone.
Well, I'm sort of like,
Ezra
but I'm
Young
sort of like
the Boneyard Gang Hour.
But I'm sort of like the leader of us, though. So it's like, I mean, I'm the guy who drank $5,000 whiskey. I'm sort of like
well,
the business
kind of
mindset
exactly
guy.
Well, that's exactly what you shouldn't like be, because you're part of the bourgeoisie.
Okay. Well, I feel like the name should reflect
just for that. Let's
call
it
the Borgies. The Bargus.
What if we called it certified? Never mind.
No, we should call it leftist chat. Left chat.
Yeah. Okay, what if we called it
unions chat? What about? Fuck, I thought I had one.
Okay, what if it was Ann Calm and Mommy Dom?
That's good. That's good.
That's good, yeah. And we could basically be like a communism / BDSM like crossover podcast. Okay, Ben has left.
Hi, Ben. You scared me so much with that my computer crashed, that my Discord just crashed.
I really hope your local recording is still going, because you've just been kicked off of Ralph.
I just got kicked off of Ralph.
Craig, why did I say Ralph? I meant to say Craig, but Ralph came out. I'm sorry. It's because Ralph is the only one who knows how to work computers, and she got Craig for us.
She controls the little machines.
Yeah. She's sort of like, have you guys seen Spirited Away?
No.
She's sort of like if that honestly, guy with 20 arms who was like working machines was, instead of that, a girl.
She's also like,
I sold my TV months ago.
From Howl's Moving Castle.
Can't afford it.
Yeah, that's sort of what she is.
I don't know any of these movies.
Do you want to?
Okay. What kind of fucking movies do you watch?
I had to sell my TV. I can't afford anything. I'm fucking so broke just to be on the show.
I have to pee. I'll be right back.
All right.
You think me and Ezra can fucking hold this fort down ourselves? Are you fucking? Don't fucking leave. Don't.
Joe, what's up? You left him a minute ago.
Okay. Well, as long as he's gone, like.
You call him she?
No, I said he. I was breathing out of my mouth really fast.
He's. How was your day?
That would be a slip up that made no sense if I just randomly called Ben she. I don't know. I've just been plotting Ben's murder most of the day. Like, I've settled on a few options.
Quick, before he comes back, how are you gonna murder him?
Okay, well, one of them was like I was gonna cut his throat open and spit in it. The spitting part, it doesn't really have. I don't know. He's already gonna be dead, but it just feels like. Symbolic,
yeah. Like, also, like,
I don't know.
You're gonna get caught, so that's a horrible plan. You're spitting in the wound.
Okay, but I was also thinking. Okay, you know how we're all meeting up in about a month?
No.
Let's be serious here. You do know that you're gonna come to the meetup, yes. Or if you don't, then I'm gonna invite you right now. You wanna come to the meetup?
Yeah, sure. Where is it?
It's at Ben's house.
Sick. Well,
okay. So I was planning on.
Quick.
I was planning on putting a bomb in his house and killing him.
Hey guys.
What's up, Ben?
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, just how our days were.
Do you
Yeah. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Nothing insane. Yeah.
Do you want to hear how his day was?
Yeah, just tell me how your day was.
He was telling me all about it.
It was good.
He said that he was.
No.
What?
Are you guys talking about house hacking again?
He was teaching me
how to
perfect
spaghetti.
Are you guys
talking about earning passive income?
Yeah,
because
he's a dumb Italian. No?
Yeah.
I really don't want to hear about this.
Well, that's sort of like how I make my money these days. Like, ever since I drank like $5,000 whiskey, like I've moved most of my assets into homes and making passive income rather than working. Because it's like, it's smart.
It is honestly
really smart.
Easy. And Ezra, you might want to take this advice if you're so in debt to Philip. Here's what you need to do. You need to get 2 full-time minimum wage jobs.
I'm doing fine right now.
You need to work 80 hours a week. And then in, honestly, just 2 or 3 years, you'll have enough to buy several properties, which you can then rent out and earn passive income that way.
And with the remainder of money...
I've been selling me and my family's plasma and also my family and my own...
Okay, but that's not...
On the black market.
Reuse it. Like, consider this. You buy 10
potato seeds. That is passive income for me.
Listen, you buy 10 potato seeds, farm them. That's going to be 30 potatoes. Yep. Do it again.
You think I've been
by 4 rounds. By 4 rounds, you're selling 1 million potatoes and making $10 million. It's easy money. It's a fucking hack.
I can't believe you're not doing this yet.
Well, I don't have enough land to grow that many potatoes.
You have a backyard, do you not?
You can start.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody's saying grow a million potatoes. Right,
I've been netting.
Buy listen, you have to be able to buy property after your first round of potatoes.
In the potato business, I have all passive income. I about break even But once we hit that 7 week mark, and then he bumps the payments up to about 1,000 plus the fee of like $300 just to, you know, get to talk to, like, get invited to his house. I have to drive to his house to go pay him every time.
Philip?
Yeah.
Wait, you stay in the on the East Coast, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're driving to Washington once a week?
Yeah, I've gone through like 6 cars in the last 3 months.
Wow.
Well, I keep having to buy them on Facebook for very cheap because I can't afford a new car.
Okay, that's good. Time. As long as, yeah, go Facebook Marketplace, great place to buy cars. I mean, if you're doing that, then that's not that
bad. You really should get yourself a new top hat. The one that you have on right now, it has like a lot of holes in it. It's very dirty.
No,
it's,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
And the thing is, like, I'm thinking of buying some leather gloves.
Disruption!
Too,
disruption!
Because, like,
disruption!
Oh, yeah, Philip just joined me, Kate.
What the fuck? He's fucking here. He's fucking...
Please, hey, he can't.
You know...
Hi, Philip. Hey, Philip. It's a pleasure to be. It's a pleasure to be here, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for gracing us.
Hello, sir. Sir, hello.
I'm the.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting us.
I'm the podcasting police. You boys know how funny you were being back there.
Philip, thank you. Thank you for hiring us. Thank you for letting us work for you. It's an honor every single day.
I'm so sorry, Philip.
Yeah, I'm the boss.
We love you, and we'll never stop. We'll never stop working for you. I've never. I'm but a lowly poor man. I've never drinking $5,000 whiskey. I am your worker, and I'm trying to grow your business. That's why I'm here.
I love to use my passive income. I love to give Philip my passive income.
It is. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean this Ezra. Like, I mean, I know Ezra's been buying a car every week because they keep breaking down to go drive to Washington to pay you to be on the show, and he's happy to do it. Also, Philip, are you recording locally?
And then he lets me eat the car, and yes, I am recording locally.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're happy to do it.
It's like, great. It's,
yeah, yeah, of course. It's such an opportunity for you to be on this.
No, yeah, I mean, I mean, I know you told me, like, you pay me $6 an hour plus tips, which is $7 an hour, and... But the thing is, I'm fine. I'm okay.
And then you pay me $7 an hour plus tips.
No, and I'm fine doing that. And I'm fine working with that because I know you told me to build my resume and help me get on Red Scare and be the only white male host of Red Scare. And I know that you're doing that for me. and I'm thankful for the opportunity.
I think you can do better than Red Scare, personally.
What are we talking?
I'm
thinking we can get you this white boy on Joe Rogan.
I'm talking. The Moth Radio Hour on NPR. I think you could get, honestly.
Yeah, how would you like to?
No, that's too much for even NPR me. Show. No, that's you're talking craziness now, Ben. I love you, Ben.
I'd like to be on Ben Shapiro's podcast and show him what's good. You show him what's good.
I'll be done in a second.
Who are you yelling at?
Well, the woman who I'm renting the computer from is she's flashing me the light right now. She's
the woman you're renting the computer from?
Yeah, he can't afford his own computer.
You're gonna have to
because of podcast
back a few steps.
I can't. I've been living in every city. Like, I have to move all my shit from car to car every time I get one. I've sold all my belongings like weeks ago.
Philip, why the fuck
the
are
down
you
payment
so
just to be on the show in the first place? Hey, I mean, I'm only doing this. Like
I fell
said,
asleep,
and I'm not complaining.
I've been asleep
Philip,
hour.
I'm not complaining, but. You did promise me a big payout, and
yeah, because I mean,
when are we going to start voting like, people off the show?
By the way.
Yeah, you told
the big,
Ezra.
The
you told. I mean, I didn't know
the
this
friendship that we made along the way.
Well, here's the thing. It's like I didn't know this, but like you told this to Ezra, and
I've been selling my little sister's semen on the black market. I can't hear this right now. I can't hear this from you right now.
I trust that you have a plan, Philip. So like, I don't question this. I'm just kind of curious because like, I know you told Ezra that Host Chat is like a survivor type show, and he needs to pay $700 a week to be on Host Chat, and that's really bleeding him dry. We're just wondering when we're gonna start voting people off.
It's bleeding me beyond.
Because I wasn't aware of that.
Selling not only my marrow, and my semen, and my blood, and plasma. I'm beyond sapped dry right now, financially, emotionally. Physically.
Well,
and in the bones. Well, when you guys signed up for P&L,
and
you know that you knew that the slogan was trust in the plan.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, we You're trust right. the plan. We're just curious when it's gonna start. I'm sorry. I don't want to overspeak. I'm sorry. I just we're just a little curious.
You're disrespecting me right now.
No, don't do it. I'm not fucking disrespecting. No. Excuse me. Excuse my language.
Please.
I'm sorry. Fuck. God.
Please don't do to us what you did to Christian, where you. Killed them and replaced them with a clone.
I ate him. I ate him.
Please.
I ate him whole. I ate him in one bite.
And what's this I hear about you guys having lunch and hanging out all the time?
No, that's me and Joseph with the Chinese.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like, we've been... Philip is the one who, like, introduced us to the Tiniest Prince.
Well, okay,
but, like, they don't really hang out as much anymore because they recently had a falling out.
I did meet
the
Tiniest Prince
but it's
before
like, at
Philip
the end of the
did.
Day,
I just want to, just for the record. But...
I can't really take sides between Philip and the Tiniest Prince.
I just for the record, I just want to say that I knew the Tiniest Prince first, but he was closer to Philip before we were good friends.
Well, I mean, I grew up with the guy, but we didn't have the closest relationship because we were childhood friends. But Philip reconnected us.
So Philip, how was your nap?
I'm sweaty.
How's Sekiro going, Philip?
Oh, very badly. I'm very bad at Sekiro.
Yeah. Have you played... Yeah. I probably already asked when we were talking earlier. Have you played Bloodborne, though?
No, I don't have PS4.
Oh, it's fucking... It sucks so bad. I hate it. It's a great game, but I'm so bad at it. My brain doesn't work that way.
I'd love to wear a fancy little hat and shoot a wolf with a gun, but I don't have a PS4.
I feel like... Well, I mean, that's my favorite part of it, because I like to kill animals, but, like, I feel like Sekiro is similar in that, like, you play, like, the first... few Souls games. I don't know. I've only played DS1, but they're very, like, they're hard, but they're, like, slow-paced. And then, like, you go to Bloodborne and Sekiro, and everything's fast as fuck and breaks your brain. Yeah. I mean, you had that experience playing it, but...
Well, I don't know. I played, like, 10 minutes, and then I got killed by a 9-foot-tall samurai 800 times, and then I...
Did you fight the drunk guy who's got big bottles of sake?
No, I've literally gotten, like... Almost no progress.
Is it harder than the other Souls game?
Oh, it's way harder for me. But I've heard it's easy, but I don't know.
Everyone has.
Do you remember when Sekiro first came out and like somebody used cheats and there was like a big fucking some dipshit games journalist made a big fuss about how using like cheat codes in a game means you're a bad person or something?
Oh yeah, I do remember that.
I don't. What
a pussy.
Well, I'm just really concerned about ethics in video game journalism.
My thing about like Sekiro is like everyone these days is playing Sekiro, but the guy like me just needs some neck and dro.
I just need some sex to go.
Yeah, on the road.
Can you put it in a bag for me?
What's up? What's up, Philip?
Huh?
What did you say?
I said I just asked if you could put it in a bag for me. I gotta run.
It's like yeah, just let me jack off in this condom and give it to you.
Damn, girl, can you get that pussy in a little greasy doggy bag for me?
Can I get that neck Gross. To go?
Could you say that like Kermit the Frog?
Do it like
Carl Weezer if he was Jamaican trying
who
to do an
impression
of Don Draper.
Who the fuck is Carl Weezer?
The guy from Jimmy Neutron.
I know who you're talking about right now. Yeah, I can't do a Max. Carl Weezer voice. This is a very established. Right,
never mind. Yeah, Max can.
He
do
can.
A, Max can do a really good Carl.
We're gonna have a guest soon that can do the an insane.
Yeah, Carl Weezer. Himself.
Oh, who's coming on? Can you say on air or no?
Yeah, we're gonna have Carl. We're gonna have the voice actor Sheen for Carl
too.
Weezer.
Oh, okay. This is the least. Actually, it's almost the least. What's the word? Diverse episode of Host Chat we've had, except for the fact that I'm on it and I'm Hispanic, and that sort of
well,
like
that's
makes
basically
it a little
like all of the diversity. That's true. On Host Chat.
That we have.
I guess we don't have a woman.
No, we've got MB people. We've got women on, then we've got POC, i.e. me.
Mm-hmm. Well. Yeah. We should get that one guy, the one white guy who got a lot of surgeries to make himself Korean.
Yeah, we should also get class reduction.
We should get him on. Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. We're sister podcast with the Fed Post.
Yeah.
Is that his podcast?
Yeah, and
I think that's what it's called.
Have any of y'all listened?
I just know that every single annoying guy with like a hotep hat on their PFP is
awesome.
A member of the Fed Post.
Have you guys listened to the Fed Post?
No, fucking course I have.
I don't listen to any podcast.
We should look so stupid.
We should have him on and just like play characters that care about what he's talking about for an hour and see if how long we can hold up.
That's awesome. I could do that.
That'd be pretty funny.
I think if we sucked his dick enough in the DMs, he probably would come on.
He does seem like that kind of guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we could get a James.
He has blocked me probably for like telling him something evil.
We just gotta like talk about how much we hate Chabo, yeah. and then see if he makes some tweets. So if he looks at our profile, he sees them.
Oh my
them.
God! Do you think we could bag Amy Therese?
No, maybe. I the thing is like Amy Therese is insane, and she probably would like if she even paid attention to the DM, she would probably like scroll through our Twitter to make sure. So we would have to like make some backup tweets first. And then
she might have already blocked me because I made a post making fun
but the thing about Amy Therese is like she's one of the finest fucking women I've seen in my life and you can't take that away
from her. I don't think we're talking about Amy Therese on before the Tiniest Prince.
How do you spell that?
I want to have the Tiniest Prince on, but it's like at the same time, it's like, I know he would come on, like, in a heartbeat, but it's like, the moment we have the Tiniest Prince on, like, we're gonna be jumping up to, like, 100k views a fucking show, and it's like, I feel like, I know he would do that for us, but it's like, I feel like we wouldn't have earned it if we just used the connections we have, and like, that. I mean, not even, I don't even like saying connections, because I mean, he's our friend.
It's me, the Tiniest Prince, hello, I thought I'd just stop in and say hello, how's it going?
Dude, please don't make fun of the Tiniest Prince, Philip.
I know you're fighting. I know you're fighting with him.
Philip, I know you're my boss. I know you're fighting with him, and I know you know I respect you more than anyone. But just please don't make fun of the Tiniest Prince.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was disrespectful of me.
No, it's fine. It's fine, and you're my boss, and I love you, and I respect you. I'd do anything for you, but I just can't take sides.
His voice is sweet like honey. Like a golden, delicious honey, but it's also rich, like a brown, delicious gravy.
Yeah,
Prince.
Oh. But the thing is, like, he would need a tiny mic if he was to come on the pod. I don't know what I'm saying. He shouldn't be on the pod.
His voice is also elegant and luxurious, like a deep red, delicious wine.
No, yeah, yeah,
like flowing caramel,
almost like a honey, almost like a honey wine.
Well, it's like honey and wine and gravy.
The Prince never wines.
What would one call that? What would one call that?
But like his voice is like iron and wine.
He is just when he talks, it's just different songs by Iron and Wine.
Yeah. No, the funniest part of the Tiniest Prince, like you try to talk to him and he opens his mouth and Little Lion Man by Mumford and Sons just comes out. It's hard to communicate with him, but it's like that's just how he is, you know? And it's not even him singing it, it's just like the recorded song just flowing out of him.
How about Mum Less and Sons? I wish they would Mum Less. Wait.
I'm tired of the. There's too much hip hop.
Try that again?
All these new hip hop artists like Mumford and Sons. Like,
okay.
Okay. My thing about My thing about Mumford and Sons is like, pull up your damn pants. Okay?
Really? You're like suspenders? I mean, just pull your pants
it's
up.
Fucking
you don't
disrespectful.
Fucking
stop with the show,
pull your fucking pants up.
Come on now.
Bitch.
And, like, it's too much, like, sexism and cussing. Like, in that song, Little Lion Man, he says, I really fucked it up this time. Really? You want to cuss? And
oh, this is a real song.
Like, can you put, like, this is what we're letting our kids listen to?
Yeah, like, Little Lion Man. A lion is a dangerous animal! A lion can kill you!
Mumford and Sons, it's
lion can fucking
hot
kill
spikes.
You!
I mean, the guy is a radical, like, extremist.
No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
a political freak.
He's too damn sexy.
I'm just saying, I just don't think that should be played on the radio.
I don't want my children listening to an Amprim band.
Oh yeah, next thing you know, they're cussing, they're playing the banjo, they're selling drugs, like all this stuff. Just because of the influence of
my kid. And I saw a banjo.
Music was better when the Beach Boys were doing cocaine.
I can't hear any of you guys because you're all talking over each other.
I'd kill myself in front of him.
All right, now let's just be silent.
Why?
The only two.
Oh wait, we're in an hour right now, so let's just
the only the only two modes of host chat is talking over each other or being absolutely silent. All right, beef of the week, Mumford and Sons. Anyone else?
Wait, weren't they in the news for like doing something?
Yeah, one of them like was really into Andy Ngo. The weird.
He was reading. Okay. He posted a picture of the book about Antifa, and is like, "Wow, this is a great read. This is so true." And then a bunch of people got mad at him. Which, like,
all right. Is anyone else?
Well, I'm gonna kill him.
Anyone else have beef of the week before we stop recording this?
I think Mumford and Sons beef of the week.
I caught my cousin
playing the banjo.
I'm beefing with
Philip.
And
I just put a fucking black sheep in the family.
I caught my daughter listening to Mumford and Sons, and I made her smoke a whole pack of cigarettes in 1 hour. I just to show her that like that's the life that you're trying to lead. I made her
drink an entire Kraft IPA.
Yeah, I made her drink a case of PBRs after that.
I made her eat an entire banjo.
All right, this has been Host Chat. We love you guys. You love us. We have 100,000 listeners per episode. Bye-bye.